Those who know the Houston music scene know that it's long been dominated by men. DJ Screw, Paul Wall, Trey the Truth. But Texas Monthly wrote in its October music issue, for perhaps the first time, there is a growing contingent of women taking over Texas's hip-hop scene.
Women have been here. They'll make you think that we just got here. I have been, listen, I speak the truth. I have big sisters in the game all around here, and they've been here.
That's Genesis Blue. She's a blue-haired rapper and hip-hop artist. We met her at Sugar Hill Recording Studios, where she laid down the tracks for her EP, Blooming Season, and where, as soon as you walk in the door...
Of course, you have to start with the shrine.
This is where this was recorded, right?
You run straight into Beyoncé.
We're looking at Destiny's Child. This is Beyoncé before the... Oh my God, it's Beyoncé, right? Because honestly, in Houston, they were kind of pretty chill, right? But
Houston native Beyoncé got her start here with Destiny's Child. They recorded 7 hit singles at the studio in the late 1990s and early 2000s. And behind a glass case, there's a lot of memorabilia commemorating that. We walked down a hallway lined with other photos of famous musicians who have passed through here before settling onto a couch to talk. Genesis Blue grew up in Houston's Greens Point neighborhood. She says it's poor, but it inspired her to start writing music at a very young age.
I would be like 12 years old going to a nightclub where people are smoking and drinking. And I was always a different type of kid. So my songs would be about the struggle and the political climate, even that young. And they would be like, where is this little girl coming from with this stuff?
So she tabled her music career and focused on school. Hard. She got a bachelor's, a master's, and started her doctorate until she had an epiphany one day. She wanted to be back in the community, writing music. She was in the middle of her dissertation.
I literally stopped that day, put down that pen, and picked up another pen and a notepad and began to write music, and been doing that since.
H-O-U-S-T-O-N. It's time I share my feelings for you. Let me begin. It started way back with a swing and a brain in the world, screwed and chopped, and it changed the game. Remember?
Tell me about your song, Local Love.
So this year we have had really highs and really lows happening, even up till today when we got snow for the first time since 2009. That's huge. I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? So it's a big deal. But yeah, this city is so strong, and so I wanted to show some love to it.
We're here looking at Houston and its incredible diversity. There are so many different groups here. But the African-American community has been here since the beginning.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering what you feel about Houston and how the city's changing.
So it's beautiful. The diversity is beautiful. But yes, I don't want my people left behind. So what's happening here right now is gentrification in the worst way. They are pushing these people out. And there's not many other options to go because we don't have a great public transportation system, in case you haven't noticed. And it's upsetting a lot of us who have been in this community and are working in this community. And so even though I'm very happy about the diversity, what it also is doing is allowing people to come in with a bunch of money, throw money at some things, tear some things down, buy it out, and then leave the people who have been here stranded. And so I certainly have mixed feelings about that. And so I try to bring light to that issue.
Have you rapped about gentrification a lot?
Yes, absolutely. Gentrification is up there for me.
Can you give us a preview?
I am not of this world, neither in it, but I'm above it. I interpret translations and revelations to the public while your favorite rappers see the injustice and don't discuss it. I've been labeled an NWA, but easy does it. So I guess it's about time to spit a narcissistic rhyme about how I'm the best rapper alive.
You call yourself a raptivist, and I want you to describe what that means. And I guess it harks back to that little girl who was talking about issues.
Absolutely. So you have to realize my history is that my grandmother grew up in another neighborhood in Houston as well called Acres Home. So living between Greens Point and Acres Home, which were rivals at the time when I was a kid, by the way, so I would have to go to my grandmother's house after school if my mother couldn't be home from work. And that was interesting because I was bullied a lot because I'm too proper for the black kids, and I'm not white enough for the white children, you know, so I'm in a very awkward place, but still loving the culture of where I come from. But my grandmother was also an activist. She was very influential in the war on drugs here in Houston. So as a little kid, I don't even know how I remember it. She would have me marching with her. So I get that from her, and she passed away. But I always said that I would continue that legacy for sure, because she inspired me.
You have another job that's not just music. Tell me about that.
Yes. So I am a full-time psychotherapist. People ask me to choose, and I cannot. I love them equally because you're able to change lives both ways. You really are. And so just before coming here, I had two clients this morning. Change, get cool looking, come here, you know? And that's just how I don't even think about it anymore until people bring it up. I just do it. It's just my nature.
Who do you work with?
My main population is children and families. So at the treatment center, there are teens, 10 to 17, who are removed from their home due to abuse of some sort or due to their emotional disturbances.
You wrote a song for some of the people that you work with. It's called Blooming Season.
Never holding back, not for no reason. See, it's my blooming season. Blooming season. Yes, it's for anybody who has had a dream or a goal and they thought that it was untouchable. Because people definitely don't think that I should be where I am given my background. But I'm here. I'm just speaking from the bleachers, trying to do it brand new. I steady scuffing up my sneakers. It's just one thing that I know. You gotta put it down if you wanna see it grow. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. May you forever reap from the seeds that you sow.
You sound like a good therapist.
Oh, thank you. I try.
I want to book an appointment right now.
First one's on me. Yeah. Nobody's gonna stop
my plans. That's Genesis Blue, psychotherapist and rapper. Her EP is called Blooming Season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Peace and light.